All right, so raise your hand if you're done with finals. All right, put those down. Now raise your hand if you still have stuff left to do. Oh, you poor souls. That's the majority of you still have stuff. I was walking around in the beauty of the day, and I came up to some students who were studying outside. I don't know how much studying was happening, but I said, hey, how's finals going? And they're like, oh, it's been tough. This semester's harder than last semester and all that. And then one of them asked, how's your finals week going, Father? And I was like, it's great. It's just been great. I said, I only have one final left, and it's pass, fail. Pass or fail, right? That's it. So I'm just prepping for that one last final, right? Okay, today. You know, when we come to Carol, right? You know, what's our motto? Non scholae sed vitae. Not for school, but for life. Your finals are for school. But I want to talk to you about the sed vitae part, the life part. You can't live, really live, if you haven't encountered the truth. You can't live if you haven't encountered the truth. And here's truth. St. Paul, from the first reading tonight, he says, in him we live and move and have our being. In him we live and move and have our being. That is truth. You can build your whole life there. And that truth is what sets us free. John 8:32, Jesus says, if you remain in me, my word remains in you, you will truly be my disciples, and then you'll know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. What is the truth that sets you free? That you live and move and have your being in God. So your finals are for school, and you pass them and you get a degree, and then you can go get a job. But that doesn't mean you'll live. That means you'll have a career and a job. But it doesn't mean you'll live. Because life is found in our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And that's the thing. So as we encounter his truth, as Paul speaks that phrase to the Greeks in the Areopagus, and then to us, if we can receive it as truth, then we will live. We'll be alive. And that's what Jesus came to give. John 10:10, I came that you might have life and have it to the full, this full life, and to be formed in that truth. How do we believe it? How do we know that in him we live and move and have our being, that our whole life is bound up in him, draws its strength from him? We have to be taught that. And we're taught by the best of all teachers, the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. Jesus says to his disciples, he goes, I have much more to tell you, but you can't bear it now. You're not ready. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. The Holy Spirit comes to teach us the truth. That truth sets us free because that truth isn't a concept. It's not something you learn in class. It's something your heart and your soul receives. That truth that the Spirit leads us to is not a concept, but a person, Jesus. John 14:6, I'm the way, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The Spirit teaches us who Jesus is. St. Paul writes, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So if you have faith in Jesus Christ, it's because the Holy Spirit has been operative in your life, leading you into that truth. And then that truth changes everything once you know Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, then you haven't learned what you should learn at Carroll College. Because you can go anywhere and get degrees. You can go online. You can sit in your parents' basement. We've abundantly proven that in the pandemic, right? Most of your friends have been sitting in their parents' basement online, especially if they're from California, right? That's how it is, right? But we've been able to be in person That's a good thing, because we learn better in person. But more importantly, we learn a person. If we're doing what we're supposed to do here at Carroll, we're learning a person, capital P. His name is Jesus, who is the truth. And that truth sets us free so that we can live, truly live, not just exist, but live. And your choice to come to Wednesday night Mass, it's always a beautiful Mass. I feel like the Lord really maximizes your generosity in making time for him in the middle of the week, even in finals week, when most of you still have stuff to do. The Lord maximizes that. He gives himself to you in a beautiful way, in a profound way. You might not always understand it up here, but something beautiful is happening in your life when you choose to say yes to him. And you're learning him, not just about him. That's not enough. That's not enough. It's not enough to know about Jesus, to know about theology. What we're about is knowing him, because in him we live and move and have our being. And then all of our life changes, because as we remain in him, as we stay with him, as his life breaks into our lives and draws us into his very heart, then we're given not just our identity, but also our mission. It's the communion antiphon tonight. It's from John 15. Jesus says, "I have chosen you from the world and have appointed you to go out and bear fruit, fruit that will last." Jesus chose you. He chose you, and he chooses you. He chose you in the past, and he chooses you now. And that gift is a beautiful personal relationship with him. But it doesn't stay just for you. He didn't choose you just for yourself. If you think that, you haven't learned him yet. Because Jesus doesn't exist for himself. The great Pope Benedict the 16th, he says Jesus is entirely for others. He's entirely for others. He exists entirely for his Father. He exists entirely for us. And if we know him, if we've come to know him and we start to become like him, then we exist for others. For God, yes, but also for others in this life. Not just in the life to come, but in this life. That Jesus chooses us, draws us into relationship with him, but then he appoints us to go and bear fruit that will remain. That's why, yes, the last Wednesday night Mass, you'll be gone, most of you, in the next 36 hours from Carroll College. And you might be like, oh, I don't know, it's going to be hard out there. Well, maybe. But also, if you know Jesus, if you've learned Christ, he's inviting you to go with him into the world, to bring what you've learned here, and not just a concept that you've learned, to bring him. If you've learned Christ, then you're called to go into the world and share the one you have learned, his beautiful truth, his joy, his peace. The world needs it. Listen, your friends need it. Every single one of you has a friend who needs to hear about Jesus Christ this summer. Every single one of you. You don't just have a friend. You have multiple friends. Your family. Your neighbor. The person you meet in the grocery store. The person who serves you when you go out for a restaurant and have a dinner. And maybe they even take their mask off. And you'll see their face. I had that experience on Saturday. Our waitress didn't have a mask on. I was like, it's nice to see you. Isn't that nice, right? That's what we're going for. Well, the Lord sends you. He wants you to bring him to your friends, to your family, to the people you meet. That's how much he loves you. And that's how much he trusts you. He wants to work in and through you. Just as I often point out at Mass, the great prayer, through him and with him and in him. And Jesus says that to you. If you let me, I'd like to work through you and with you and in you. That's the Christian life. And that's the mission. You should be excited to leave Carroll, to go bring Jesus to the world, to have that great adventure, to, yes, live through him and with him and in him, because in him you move and have your being, but also to see how Jesus will work through you and with you and in you. What will that look like? I have no idea, but God does. So trust him. Let him be your Lord. Let him call you into this great life that only he can give.